From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Opponents of Arizona's new immigration law are celebrating a victory this afternoon.
We believe the judge's ruling was a very strong one.
Clarissa Martinez of the National Council of La Raza, pleased that a federal judge blocked some of the most controversial parts of the law that NPR's Ari Shapiro reports is scheduled to take effect tomorrow.
Judge Susan Bolton's ruling is a victory for the Obama administration, which went to court to challenge the law. But it's a short-term win until a court can resolve the issues raised in the suit. Her ruling suspends the most controversial sections of the law. One such provision requires police officers to check someone's immigration status during a stop for another reason. Another requires immigrants to carry their papers at all times. And a third section that's now on hold makes it illegal for undocumented workers to seek a job in a public place. Other parts of the law will still go into effect as scheduled. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
They still haven't stopped the flow of oil, natural gas, and water from the abandoned well hit by a barge on a Louisiana waterway early yesterday. They hope to shut down the well this afternoon. Officials say the amount of oil that's come out of the wellhead is minuscule compared to the BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP says it's paid out more than $250 million to workers and businesses hurt by the Gulf spill. Authorities in Pakistan suspect bad weather and not terrorism in the crash of a jetliner outside the capital of Islamabad. All 152 people on board were killed, including two Americans. In Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy says the plane went down in thick clouds and heavy rain.
International condolences are pouring in. Shocked relatives of the victims of the ill-fated flight swarmed hospitals to identify their loved ones. But it was clear from the rescue workers who shifted bags of remains from ambulances to area hospitals that identification would be a slow and painful process. The plane plunged into a steep ridge in the lush Margola Hills, scorching a broad area and burning many of the victims beyond recognition. Recovery operations will resume at daylight. The government has ordered the defense ministry to investigate what caused the AirBlue Airlines jet to crash. Aviation experts say among the questions are why, in such bad weather, the aircraft took off from Karachi at all. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Firefighters are battling to save an entire community from a raging wildfire on the edge of California's Mojave Desert. Dozens of homes have already been consumed, but the blaze is about 25% contained. Stocks traded lower today on news that durable goods orders were down 1% in June. It's another sign of a sputtering economic recovery. Near the close on Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow was down 49 points to 10,493. NASDAQ down 24, the S&P off 8. This is NPR. President Obama is on a visit to New York and New Jersey today. He'll attend a couple of events to raise money for the Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections, and he's promoting an administration plan to increase lending to small businesses. Meantime, Democratic Party Chair Tim Kaine says their fall election strategy will be to link the GOP to the Tea Party movement. A Chicago federal jury has been deliberating the fate of Rod Blagojevich for several hours now. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the ousted Illinois governor and his brother are on trial for allegedly plotting to sell or trade then-President-elect Barack Obama's U.S. Senate seat.
As jurors decide whether or not to convict Rod Blagojevich, they will weigh the evidence, testimony from the former Illinois governor's two-month-long trial, a plethora of documents, and comments made by Blagojevich himself in undercover FBI recordings of his telephone conversations. This morning, the jury received very lengthy instructions on how their deliberations should be conducted. Afterwards, Blagojevich told a crowd of reporters that supporters had sustained him and his family. His lawyer said they had no regrets about not putting Blagojevich on the witness stand. Earlier, attorney Sam Adam Jr. said he had done the best he could for his client.
If at the end of the day it's not good enough, then I apologize to Mr. Blagojevich. I'm sorry. I did everything I thought I could do and wanted to do.
The Blagojevich team also filed a motion for a mistrial today. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
11 accused pirates are being arraigned in federal court in Norfolk, Virginia today. The Somali nationals are charged with attacking two U.S. Navy ships last April. All have pleaded not guilty. If convicted, they face a mandatory life sentence. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.